Well, let's return to Psalm 119, and we come tonight to verse 129. Psalm 119, verse 129. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. Dear congregation, without any shadow of doubt, the psalmist admired the word of God. It was simply wonderful to him. He treasured it. He esteemed it so much, and therefore he sought to keep it each and every day. He sought to keep it the best he could. And dear brethren, we heartily agree with the psalmist. God's word is wonderful, and it is our desire, isn't it, to keep God's word as best as we can. We know we stumble and fall, but it's the desire of our hearts. And we're thankful through the help of the Lord, we're able and we're found keeping God's word. Well, let's come directly to verse 129 tonight. And simply, first of all, admiring the word. And secondly, and more briefly, keeping the word. Admiring the word and keeping the word. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. We have here the word wonderful. Literally from the Hebrew, it can be translated as a marvellous thing, a miracle, wonderful. And right to the outset, we see how the psalmist is so moved in view of the word. It's a miracle. It's wonderful when he considers God and the use of the word and the effect of the word. He's struck with amazement. There were times when he strayed, and the word wasn't as wonderful to him as it should have been. But here, on this occasion, he admires the word, a marvellous thing. And when we are led to truly consider the word, and our hearts are towards the Lord, we're found echoing these words. Thy testimonies are wonderful. It's a marvellous thing. It's a miracle. Now the same Hebrew word which is translated here as wonderful is translated, and I'm sure you know where we're going, in Isaiah 9 and verse 6. For unto you a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. It's the same Hebrew word translated, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His name is Wonderful. And here tonight, his word is wonderful. Thy testimonies are wonderful. As we consider our triune God, we think of the Father's word. We think of the Holy Spirit's word. We think of him whose name is Wonderful and his word. Thy testimonies are wonderful. And when we just pause and think of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he is wonderful, it's not long before we consider the wonderful things in God's word which points to us, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's another verse in which the Hebrew word is translated wonderful, and that's in Isaiah 25, verse 1. O Lord, thou art my God, I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Consider the Lord, he is wonderful. And then there in Isaiah 25 verse 1, the Lord has done wonderful things. And oh, we can consider those wonderful things. And as we come to the word tonight, oh, how the Lord has done wondrously in applying the word and helping us in our lives. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Well, let's consider further tonight a number of things as we think that the word is wonderful and why the word is wonderful. Well, first of all, because of the author. They are wonderful because it is God's word. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Now just consider here, the psalmist, he's addressing God. He's speaking to God, and he's praising God for his wonderful word. The Lord has spoken to him. Thy testimonies are wonderful. And he knows the book to be wonderful because of its author. Thy testimonies are wonderful, and they are, when we go back and consider the Lord. In Psalm 68, verse 11, we read, the Lord gave the word. The Lord gave the word. He has spoken. Thy testimonies, therefore, are wonderful. In 1 Timothy 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Young people, children, literally, breathed out by God. In 2 Peter 1, verse 21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. God, the Holy Spirit, exerted and supernatural power upon certain men, enabling them, governing them to record what was revealed to them from him accurately and without error. The Lord gave the word. Oh, consider the author then. He is wonderful, and his word is wonderful. Well, let's just open this up a little further. Remember what we read in the Shorter Catechism about God. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. He is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. Therefore, his word is wonderful. Consider his being. He is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. What a great God we have come to tonight. Thy testimonies are wonderful when we consider the being of God. He's infinite, eternal, from everlasting to everlasting. He's unchangeable. He does not change. Therefore, his word is wonderful. In Psalm 147, verse 5, we read, great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. We think of his understanding. We think of his being, his wisdom, his power, holiness, so on and so forth. He is infinite, and infinite in these things. Are we not in amazement at God and his word? Such a great and an infinite God speaks to us. Think of the word infinite. Literally innumerable. No number. Without bounds. Or limits. Reverend John Brown of Haddington. Altogether unbound. No number. Without limits. So great is God. There's no end to God. How we value his mercy. How we value his love. But dear brothers and sisters, we will never get to the end of God's love. We will never get to the end of God's mercy. No, not even in all eternity to come. He's infinite. Oh, his word is wonderful then. When we read of his love, it's eternal, infinite. There's no bounds to it. Love will keep coming your way. So will mercy. With Frank Lunt, we don't know all the trials we're going to face between tonight and the day we leave this world and we're home. The Lord does. But this we do know, that his mercy will not fail. He's so great, he's infinite in mercy. No wonder his word here then is seen as wonderful. There's no bounds, there's no limit to him. Consider his word, how he uses it again and again and again. Oh, what a great, infinite God. No limit to him. In Cripplestyle, in Dorset, there is a large garden which I work in every Tuesday morning. And in the autumn, when I arrive, I just take note of all the leaves that have come down. You see, on one side of this garden, there is Cranbourne Estate with all these oak trees. And in the autumn, there's so many leaves that come down all over the lawn. And the area where the leaves are is about an acre. Over the drives, over the roof, down in the gutters, and so on and so forth. So many. We clear them up, get there the next week, and it looks like nothing has changed. They're all there again. Sometimes I use my bicycle to go down to Ringwood, and if you go down St Ives, particularly in the spring, you come across all these swarms of gnats. There's so many, and I've swallowed a number going that way. You can't help it, especially if you go into a swarm of gnats. So many. You know, you can see them sometimes hanging in the sky on a hot evening, a swarm of gnats. So many, but there is a number. And so there is a number to the leaves. But when we come to God, unlimited, what a great God we have come to. Oh, that men would yet praise the Lord. How foolish is man to dismiss God. He is great, he is infinite. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Consider he's infinite in wisdom. What wisdom. How he so speaks to you and helps you in the situations you face with such wisdom. Thy testimonies are wonderful. When we hear God's word, when we're listening to him, when our hearts are captivated and we admire his infinite wisdom, thy testimonies are wonderful. Well, we could go on. We could think of his power, how he speaks to our hearts with such power, and he's infinite in power and his holiness. What a holy God we come to and who speaks to us. Thy testimonies are wonderful. On we could go. We thought of his grace. We thought of his love. We thought of his mercy, so great and infinite. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Consider our triune God. First of all, consider the Father. Wonderful is the word of the Father who deals wondrously with us, his children. You consider how he deals with us as a father. How wondrously he deals with us. He comes alongside. He helps us. He feeds us. He leads us. He corrects us. Thy testimonies are wonderful. And then consider the Son. So wonderful is the word of the Son, whose name is wonderful. We've already considered that tonight. His name is wonderful. And he speaks to us. Thy testimonies are wonderful. The voice of my beloved. How many of the Lord's people have found great comfort in those words, peace I leave with you. He whose name is wonderful speaks to the soul. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Think of the Holy Spirit. So wonderful is the word of the Holy Spirit who wonderfully applies the word. And are we not thankful for the way in which the Holy Spirit takes the word and applies it? And we feel the help at times. And we're guided. And we know that this is the way. Oh, wonderful are thy testimonies, Lord. Consider the gospel. Contained herein. Thy testimonies are wonderful. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, consider the author then. God. Consider our triune God. Consider he speaks to us. What a great God, and he's our God, our covenant God. Thy testimonies are wonderful. So firstly, the author. But then secondly, we've touched on it, but let's consider now the things contained therein. The things contained therein. And the psalmist says, thy testimonies are wonderful. He views the word. He considered God, the author. Thy testimonies are wonderful. He's speaking to God. He's taken up with God. He considers the word before him. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Consider for a moment the things contained therein. Very briefly, first of all, creation. And with this verse in mind, turn with me to Psalm 8, verse 1 and 3. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. You see there the psalmist, he's taken up with God and his excellent name, and he admires creation. You know, so many teach evolution as the fact, and yet it's not. The truth is creation, and we're thankful God has made known the truth of creation in his word. How blind man is to believe the lie of evolution. How wonderful is God's word. You know, it's all here, isn't it? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Consider secondly providence, how we trace the providence of God through his word. And just one verse here. I'm sure you know the verse I'm going to say. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And what do we say? Thy testimonies are wonderful. The Lord speaks to us about his providence. What a help those words are. We know. Yes, there are things that are dark and mysterious, but we know this, that all things work together for good to them that love God. Are we not thankful that we are loved by God in a special way? His eye is so upon us, and all things are working together for our very good. He has our interest in his heart. All things work together for good. Wonderful. And thirdly, redemption. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Are we not thankful? We read in this wonderful book of our precious Saviour, whose name is wonderful. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. He who is God took human nature, assumed human nature. For unto us a child is born. Wonderful. He came. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. See there, the apostle Paul, he's taken up with the gospel. Oh, that everyone would accept it. That would be our joy, along with the apostle Paul, isn't it? Oh, that everyone, because it's so glorious, isn't it? Are we not thankful the Lord has made known this gospel to us? Remember those words in Psalm 89, verse 15. Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. Not only have they heard it, but they know it. And we are so blessed to know the joyful sound in our hearts. We read of it in the word, and we know it in our hearts, and we know Jesus in our hearts. Wonderful when we think of redemption. Thy testimonies are wonderful. We have the Lord Jesus Christ presented to us in the word, who is the Saviour who came to save us. And we consider redemption applied. No, are we not thankful for that? Fourthly, as we consider the things contained within, guidance. Just one verse, go back over the page to verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy testimonies are wonderful. It shows me the way I'm to walk, whether it be in the daytime or in the night time, or in a day of blessing or a night of affliction, as we see in Isaiah 50, verse 10. The Lord shows us the way. And you think of the night of affliction, that precious verse in Isaiah 50, verse 10. Staying upon God, leaning upon the Lord. We've been shown to do that, haven't we? In the dark providences and the nights of affliction. And it's done us good, hasn't it? When we found ourselves leaning on the Lord, resting on him. Yes, we may say to the Lord, I don't understand. I'm struggling, but I'm trusting thee, Lord Jesus. Are we not thankful for the guidance of Scripture that tells us to lean on Jesus? That tells us to lean on the Lord in affliction. We can't trust ourselves, but we can trust Jesus. Thy testimonies are wonderful. And then one more here. Fifthly, the promises. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Oh, what promises. There's the promise of eternal life. Titus 1 verse 2, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. The hope of eternal life and all the other promises underneath. Oh, just this Wednesday evening, dear child of God, look forward to eternity again. You have the hope of eternal life. What life we will know. We have the title now. It's been given to us as we see in John 10. certain aspects of it now, fellowship with the Lord, we will enjoy it when we leave this world, and then fully enjoy it in the world to come when heaven and earth will be one. Just think of it one day. You'll have a body that will so aid you to sing praise in perfection unto Jesus. You'll have a body that will so help you to worship the Lord. I often think of this. I'll have good hearing then to catch every word from the lips of Jesus in eternity to come. What a promise. The promise of eternal life. And it's for us, dear brothers and sisters. We can look to eternity tonight. Secondly, there's the promise of strength, help and support. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Just listen to these rich promises. I am with thee. Do you ever feel alone? Sometimes we are alone. But we're not really, are we? We have the great, merciful, gracious, infinite God with us. In the valley, he's there. I am thy God. What a promise that is. He makes himself known and he makes that promise plain to you. I am thy God. What grace, what a help it is when we're struggling. I will strengthen thee. Do we feel weary at times? Well, we have the promise, I will strengthen thee. Just consider this. The God of infinite power will strengthen you again. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And we can be assured of it because he has infinite power. Help, I will help thee. We need help, don't we? What did the Lord say in John 15? Without me ye can do nothing. It's good to be reminded of that. And bring us back to how much we need Jesus. Let us be so thankful that we have him. I will help thee. I will uphold thee when we're sinking. He will come in for us and he will uphold us with the right hand of his righteousness. The promise of strength, help, support. The Lord promises. And then one more here. The promise of growth. This precious promise of our Lord in Matthew 16 verse 18. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will build my church. What a promise. And he's building. And they keep continuing to build until he comes. And we have that comfort, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Yes. Or the attacks come. But the gates of hell will not prevail. The church will continue to grow. Dear brothers and sisters, lay hold of the promise of Jesus. Look to the future. The church is only going to do one thing. It's going to get bigger. What a blessing. When Jesus said those words, he thought of you. And through grace you were brought in. Quarried by grace and fitted into the building. Oh, let's be thankful tonight that the scriptures make plain this wonderful promise. And we were part of the fulfillment. Thy testimonies are wonderful. And then thirdly, we're not going to have time to go on to our second point. We're going to come to this third point under the first one tonight. The use of the word. The author, the things contained therein, and the use of the word. Thy testimonies are wonderful. They're wonderful. Here's the psalmist. He's considering God, the author. He's addressing God. Just pause again. It's good to tell God about how much we love and appreciate his word. His word is wonderful. He knows it. But you go and tell him. Tell the author. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Consider the things contained. But in closing, consider the use of the word. First of all, it is a comfort in affliction. Turn with me back to verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy words have quickened me. My testimonies are wonderful. You consider how the Lord has come alongside you and comforted you in affliction. Just look back now. Consider some trial you were in and the way the Lord spoke to you. He comforted you. The comforter applied the word. The shepherd came and put his hand on you and fed your soul to comfort you. The father who takes such pity looked on you as his child and consoled you through his word. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy words have quickened me. The comfort! And it did us good because it began to quicken us. We may have been very cast down, but the comfort came. And there was that little reviving. That leads us to consider secondly here, strengthening when weary. Strengthening when weary. Consider that use of the word. It's wonderful, isn't it? How the Lord strengthens us when we're weary. Come with me to verse 28 of this psalm. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. My soul melteth for heaviness. In the heat, sometimes the tarmac begins to melt. Saw it a few years ago when it was very hot. The tarmac melts. It becomes weak. But sometimes we know this melting within. My soul melteth for heaviness. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ. Here upon earth, his heart was like wax. Oh, how his soul melted under the wrath of God. Hear the psalmist. His heart melted for heaviness. You've got this burden, and it brings you to a point where you feel weak. The burden comes to the mind. And you feel weak in the heart. You struggle. But oh, then there's strength through the word. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. We can be so heavy in the mind. So weary. But then the Lord speaks. And there's a little reviving. Thirdly, joy filling the sorrowful heart. Joy filling the sorrowful heart. There's another use of the word. Joy fills the heart. Jeremiah 15 verse 15. O Lord, thou knowest, remember me and visit me and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. He's in trouble. He's sorrowful. But then the next verse comes. Thy words were found and I did eat them. And they were, thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. He was sorrowful, but then the word came. And he tasted that the Lord was good. He tasted the good word. And God's word was joy and rejoicing to his soul. And those times when our souls are lifted and we're found rejoicing. Particularly those times when we're found rejoicing at the feet of Jesus. What a wonderful Saviour we have. That use of the word to fill our hearts with joy when we are sorrowful. And then fourthly, and finally, hope stirring when discouraged. Hope stirring when discouraged. Verse 49. Remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. The psalmist, he was struggling, but then the word came. And through the word, he was caused to have good hope. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Remember it again, that I might so fix my hope again on thee, as I think of thy word, as I consider who thou art and the promises. Remember the word. Because it stirs that hope within my soul. You know, we can be discouraged at times. But then we turn to the word. And we consider the hope that is before us. Hope stirring when discouraged. And there's one more. Fifthly, heart warming when sad. Heart warming when sad. You remember the road to Emmaus? were those two walking along that road, and they were sad, and Jesus himself drew near. And he went with them, and he opened up the scriptures, and something began to happen in their souls. Their hearts began to burn. Our Lord went into the home, and then he went, and what did they say in Luke 24, verse 32? Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened to us the scriptures? They were sad, but then their hearts were warmed. The Lord opened the scriptures. They didn't recognize who it was to begin with, but there was a work taking place. And sometimes we may not be able to focus much, but something's happening. The word's coming, and the soul is being stirred, and the heart is warming. We know the coldness of the sorrowful soul, but then we know the warmth of heart through the word. Thy testimonies are wonderful. In closing, oh, that the one whose name is wonderful would speak through his word to me again and again, that he would cause my heart to warm within. And dear brothers and sisters, when you feel that warming in your heart, he whose name is wonderful has done you good. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Amen.